USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Senator Marco Rubio says we should be focusing on the message China sent us as much as any data they may have collected with their surveillance balloon.
It's not a coincidence that this happens leading up to the State of the Union address, leading up to Blinken's visit to China. The Chinese knew that this was going to be spotted. They knew that we were going to have to react to it.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union this morning, Rubio added, "We now need a plan for what we will do next time." Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn painting a somewhat rosy picture for the U.S. economy. On CBS Face the Nation, Cohn said,
"It does feel like we're in relatively good shape here. The question is going to be, how does the Federal Reserve handle what's going on in the economy?"
Cohn went on to say he does not see the United States falling into a recession in the first half of 2023. The Powerball jackpot nearing the billion-dollar mark. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $747 million. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he's definitely thinking about throwing his hat in the GOP primary ring, but he said it's going to be a crowded field.
At the end of the day, you can have a lot of Republicans that get in that race. They're all really good people. They're really good candidates.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, he said Donald Trump is too extreme, and now is the time to decide what direction the party and the country should be going. Well, how would you like the Monday after the Super Bowl off of work? If you live in Tennessee, it could become a reality. Two state senators are proposing making Super Bowl Monday a state holiday in the Volunteer State. They would replace Columbus Day with the new holiday. Many businesses said the day takes a toll on the workforce, as many people skip work the day after the big game. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
There's been a shakeup in the timeline for next year's Democratic presidential primary.
It's all about who goes first and then which states follow suit. Iowa, which has traditionally been the starting line for the presidential election, falls out of the early nominating process for the first time since the early 70s. Delegates with the Democratic National Committee voted to make South Carolina the first state in the country for early voting.
We will move to a vote on the motion to approve the report of the Rules and Bylaws Committee. All those in favor of approving the report say aye.
New Hampshire and Nevada would host their primaries 3 days after South Carolina, followed by Georgia and Michigan in the coming weeks, which will vote early for the first time in their history. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott issuing a disaster declaration following a devastating winter storm. Seven counties, including Austin, were hit hard by the storm, which caused at least 10 deaths across three southern states. Nearly 100,000 people, mostly in the Austin and Dallas-Fort Worth areas, lost power. Gas prices down slightly today. The latest survey from AAA puts the national average at $3.47 a gallon. That's a penny lower than yesterday, but still higher than a year ago. Texas has the nation's lowest prices at $3.09, Hawaii the highest at $4.91 a gallon. And the stars are set to shine for music's biggest night. The 65th annual Grammy Awards will take place later tonight in Los Angeles. Beyonce leads the field with 9 nominations. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.